Thank you very much for attending today's program. If you haven't already checked your cell phone, please check to see if that call was silent. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is very merciful. We read in Chaitanya Charitamrita how he delivered Jagaya Matai, how he spread Krishna consciousness throughout Bengal with the request of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how he delivered Raghunath Das Goswami from material entanglement. Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of a big zamindar landholder, very wealthy, like multi-millionaires. He was the only son of his father and uncle, so he was the heir to fortune. And his father and uncle were both Vaishnavas. They used to hold big programs for festivals and so on. So they were devotees. And Raghunath Das's desire, although he had every facility for material happiness, his actual desire was just to ditch everything and join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was his desire. Nadanam nadanam sundarim kavitam va. He didn't want money or followers or a beautiful wife. He wanted to be the servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was trying to join by running away from home and joining Lord Chaitanya's entourage. But when he would run away, his father and uncle would have him hauled back. And Prabhupada said it became a regular affair. He would run away and he would be called back. He would run away and he would be called back. Not called back, hauled back. Then the next idea was get the boy married, because that will, as we say, give him stability. So they got him married to a very beautiful young girl. She's described as being like an angel, like a goddess of fortune. And still, Raghunath Das wanted to run away and join Lord Chaitanya's movement. They thought, well, let's just tie him up and so he can't escape, and now he's become a madman of Lord Chaitanya. Nothing can be done. But they were preventing him, because generally householders think that the first business is family duties, and also the boy should be religious or Krishna conscious. That's how they generally think. First thing is to be fixed up in family life, good job, good education, good job, good wife, good children, everything nice, family affairs, and as far as possible, you should be Krishna conscious. Second priority. So his father and uncle were Vaishnavas, but they were thinking that way. And Raghunath was thinking, my first business is to serve Lord Chaitanya. My only business is to serve Lord Chaitanya. So this was going on, but at one point Lord Chaitanya instructed Raghunath that don't be like a monkey sannyasi jumping here and there. Just remain at home. And outwardly, you appear like a pound of shillings and pence man so that everyone would be happy. And inwardly, you can have your Krishna consciousness. So that was going on. But still he was desiring to join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was not succeeding. But at one point, he came to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was in some place surrounded by his associates. And from off in the distance, Raghunath came and was offering obeisances. So Nityananda Prabhu is very funny also. And he said, "There's a thief. Capture that thief and bring him here." So the thief was captured and brought to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu put his feet on his head. But he said that this man's a thief and he has to be punished. If he weren't a thief, he wouldn't be, what's the word, loitering about. There's another word I can't. Stalking? Not exactly stalking. Like that. Lurking. That's the word. He wouldn't be lurking in the background. That's what thieves do. They lurk and look for an opportunity. So he must be a thief. So now he should be punished. What is that punishment? He should provide chira. Chiradoi means flat rice and yogurt for me and all of my associates. So that's the punishment. So Raghunath accepted the punishment and made a big feast for Lord Nityananda Prabhu and all of his associates with so much of flat rice and yogurt, and not only yogurt but also condensed milk. And so and fruits, the fruit sellers were also loitering, because when there's a big festival, then they'll take the opportunity to sell their stuff. So Raghunath just bought all their stuff and sat them down also to join the feast. So big, big feast. And at the end, everybody was very much satisfied. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was very satisfied. And he brought Lord Chaitanya there in unseen form to also enjoy the feast. So the result was that after some time, there was a problem in the temple. That happens in temples. Temples have problems. So this, what was the problem? Somehow the pujari, we went missing, or we went off somewhere. Happens. So then the Raghunath's guru, the family guru, what to do? So somehow he brought Raghunath along to help with the matter. But at some point, the acharya took a left turn and Raghunath took a right turn. One way or another, Raghunath Das went missing. And he went so missing that he wound up all the way in Jagannath Puri with Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And the father and uncle thought that he must have joined the party that's going to Bengal to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's going to Puri, because Shivananda Sen every year would lead a big congregation of people, a big migration of devotees to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Puri. So they thought he must have gone and joined the party. But then the word came back that no, he's not here. So they were searching here and there and they couldn't find him. And finally, when they got word, it was too late. He'd already joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, given up everything, become Goswami. Still, they were sending money. Anyway, that becomes a long story, but the upshot of it is that although it was very difficult to escape from his family entanglement, from the affectionate clutches of his family, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, it became easy. It became easy. Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, that which is very difficult becomes very easy. Krishna consciousness is very difficult. Manusyanam sahasreshu kaschit yadati siddhaye yatatam abhisiddhanam kaschin mam deiti kandhata. Out of thousands of men, hardly anyone is interested in Krishna consciousness. And of those who or spiritual life even, they're interested, where's money, where's money, where's money, where's money. And of those few who actually attain perfection by coming to the spiritual platform, fewer still become pure devotees of Krishna and go back home after God. So it's a rare thing. But it becomes possible by the mercy of the spiritual master in Krishna, Guru Prasad, Guru Krishna Prasad, Ipai, Bhakti Bhagavad. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master, or Balaram. Balaram means strength, and Ram means happiness. So Lord Balaram takes happiness in his own strength, and the devotees take happiness in his strength. Or the devotees attain eternal happiness by the strength of Balaram. It's said in the Upanishads that without transcendental strength, no one can attain perfection. Not physical strength. That's not the point. But spiritual strength. So that spiritual strength comes from Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He's very powerful, unlimitedly powerful. As Krishna and Balaram, they show power by killing so many demons. Balaram is dealing with that with so many, with Pralambasura, Tenyakasura, so many demons Krishna and Balaram are killing. Parashranaya sadhunam dinashaya shudushkutam. But when they come as Gornatai, then the business is not killing demons. So they don't use their strength in that way. But the strength is manifested by spreading Krishna consciousness and uplifting the fallen souls. That's also difficult. I don't know whether it's more difficult to kill Dhenakasura or to deliver Jagaya Manai. In either case, a fight will be offered. The Dhenakasura, the Lambasura are naturally inimical. And the conditioned souls also are reluctant to take up Krishna consciousness. Or if they show some inclination to take up Krishna consciousness, and still Maya is reluctant to let them go. Raghunatha Das Goswami was very eager to attain the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Maya was working on the other side. No, boy, he's needed for the family business, he's needed at home, he should become a nice householder, and on the side he can, definitely he should be a devotee, but the main thing is the business. The business and the family life and carrying on the line and all of that. So that reluctance is there as an obstacle, either on the part of the candidate or on the part of the environment. But by the mercy of Lord Uttananda Prabhu, these obstacles can be surpassed. It's possible. So, Nityananda Prabhu is is to be worshipped, not to be considered an ordinary human being in the historical approach. Scholars will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu as human beings. Maybe great teachers, maybe charismatic figures in the history of Bengal. But the followers of the Acharyas will see that here is Krishna. Who else can deliver the fallen souls in such a way, not only in Bengal, but all over the world? Dina Hina Yatachilo, Yatachilo, as many as there were, Harinami, Prabhupada comments that there, at that time there was one Jagayan Madhai. Now the world is full of Jagayan Madhais. But they're being uplifted by the Sankirtan. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is very enthusiastic for spreading the Sankirtan movement. He wanted to stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that if you stay with me, now I'm going to Puri, who will spread the Sankirtan movement in Bengal? I may go to Puri, I may go to Vrindavan, but who will spread this movement in Bengal? So he deputed Nityananda Prabhu that you do this work. Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prema, to spread the transcendental happiness of love for Krishna everywhere. So our Krishna consciousness movement is following in the footsteps of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. It's not meant for our own enjoyment only. Certainly it's meant for that. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement should be happy. Prabhupada's instruction was chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So that's a requirement. That's a requirement. We've been ordered to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. That's the desire of the time of the Buddha. That's the desire of Sri Prabhupada. But not that we should be happy only with our own cultivation of Krishna consciousness, but rather that we should be happy to spread Krishna consciousness to others. Because the more one distributes Krishna consciousness, the more one's own happiness will increase. Not that I should only distribute it because the more I distribute, the more I become happy. But that's natural. The devotee becomes happy by making others happy. He becomes happy to make others happy. And he becomes happy to make Krishna happy. Krishna desires that everyone come to his lotus feet. Krishna desires that everyone have the benefit of Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya is desiring that. And therefore, the devotee takes pleasure in carrying out the instruction of the Lord and giving satisfaction, or probably even said relief, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is unhappy to see the conditioned souls suffering for lack of Krishna consciousness. He's thinking what to do, how to bring these people back to God. Anxiety. So Prabhupada said the devotee relieves Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of his anxiety, or gives pleasure to the Lord by distributing Krishna consciousness very vigorously. That's the result of being Krishna conscious. The result of being Krishna conscious is that one will want to make others Krishna consciousness, and one will actually do so. My godbrother Vaisheshika Prabhu has a little slogan: distribute the overflow. You know, if you've got anything, a container or some liquid, that container will hold whatever the liquid is until it reaches the top. And then when it reaches the top, it overflows. Whether it's a glass or a reservoir, whatever, reaches the top, it overflows. And then that overflow goes this way and that way. So the idea is that one should be so full of Krishna consciousness that you're full to overflowing. And then the overflow, you have to distribute. Prema, ananda, when we're actually happy, then naturally we want to share our happiness with others. If there's something that makes us happy, then we want to give that to others, recommend that to others, get others to, you should try this. It's fantastic. Anything, whatever material thing we get, if we think it's great, or we want to share. But there's nothing materially great. Materially, everything is flat. It may appear nice for some time, but then finally everything goes flat, or everything's destroyed in due course of time. Or worse than flat, it becomes poison. Parinama addition. So the real value, the real happiness, the real thing is to be engaged in Krishna's service. And Nityananda Prabhu is teaching us to give everyone that opportunity. Prabhupada especially made the core of his project the distribution of books, because in these books everything is there. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's abode, Krishna's entourage, everything is there in the books. Everything is there in the books. I would say, what were your 2 minutes talking to? But if he gets a book, his whole life can change. So this book distribution is also Sankirtan, or Sankirtan of the highest caliber, because it's so potent for enlightening people and bringing them to Krishna consciousness. So our program is simple: chanting of the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Chanting, dancing, prasadam, and books. Four-point program. And every point is a winning point. Kirtan is an all-winning program. As soon as there's kirtan, people will take a note, people will be attracted. And even if people aren't attracted, if they have Arya, they can't do anything about it because it will enter their ears anyway. The wife, God brother, maybe I've said this before, Sarvabhauma Prabhu, his program is to get everyone to chant Hare Krishna. So for example, if he's paying a toll for a bridge or something, he'll pay the toll and say, my job today is to get everyone to say Hare Krishna. Can you say Hare Krishna? And so often the person will say Hare Krishna. But sometimes you get a really tough customer, and this person is like, have a good day. But Sarvabhauma is happy anyway because he knows that as he's driving past the toll, that person is happy because he's thinking he couldn't get me to say Hare Krishna. Generally, when there's kirtan, everyone's attracted, chanting, and when the chanting is going on, people feel like dancing. And the prasadam will be attractive to everyone. And the books will attract the curiosity or intelligence of those who are fortunate. Big books, small books, something. Will give them some permanent value. So on these platforms, chanting, dancing, feasting, and philosophy, everything is complete. And we're having all this by the mercy of Lord Caitanya Prabhu, as given to us by Srila Prabhupada, and coming down in this particular session. Okay, I see little pieces of paper floating about.
I have one.
You have one. Sometimes we live in a difficult family situation, trying to uphold our Krishna consciousness. So what can we do to maintain our Krishna consciousness? Sometimes we live in a difficult family situation. Usually we live in a difficult family situation. Family situation means automatically difficult. Family life will, even when it's nice, it will have so many difficulties. And sometimes it doesn't even look nice, it just looks difficult. So it comes to take shushabharas, and one has to tolerate those difficulties. And one should mold one's life in such a way that it's centered around Krishna. Ideally, all the members of the family should be interested in Krishna's service. And then things should be arranged, as we're teaching here in the temple. Install the deity, make the deity the center of everything. Because if we're the center of everything, we'll fight. Or we'll try to exploit one another. That's family life. The woman wants something from the man wants something from the woman, the children want something from the parents want something from the children. Everybody wants something for their own self-interest. But when we place Krishna as the center, then he's the person to be satisfied, not me. And of course, we were taught that, we know that. But by regularly serving the deity, serving means cook for the deity, offer arti to the deity, chant Hare Krishna at kirtan, read something. So by these regular practices, our attention becomes diverted to the service of Krishna. And that's the ideal situation for family life. That everything should be for the sake of Krishna. Manasadeva Kevi Yogi Shuttana Thakur showed the ideal of dedicating everything, body, mind, words, the whole business, to the satisfaction of Nandakishore Krishna. So family life, reveal all of its goods and bads, is a kind of duty. And one should perform that duty for Krishna's satisfaction without being disturbed by temporary ups and downs or difficulties. Apart from that, another thing one should understand is family life is limited. What we can expect from family life is limited. And we shouldn't expect too much, because then we won't be disappointed. We're so disappointed. And another point is that one should not stay in family life forever. It's meant to be one of four ashrams in which one spends some time. Brahmacharya ashram, where of course one has the option of staying permanently. One wants to save oneself a lot of time, trouble, and aggravation. Otherwise, the next stop is family life, where one is to be engaged in family duties for up to 25 years. And then the next stage is retired life, where one pulls out of the entangling burdens of making money and spending money and seeing to so many things. And gives up on family affairs, or leaves them behind, or withdraws oneself from family entanglements, increasingly detaching oneself and pointing oneself in the eternal direction, in the eternal direction, and everything that's coming first. And then the fourth stage, completely renouncing family life and dedicating oneself exclusively to Krishna's service. As we saw in the Srila Prabhupada, if one tries to stay in family life to the bitter end, that will not bring happiness. While one is there, one should perform one's duties, and in due time, one should get out. What should our prayers be to Lord Nityananda Prabhu? Please engage me in your service. Particular, that's up to you.
I want to ask much. Nityananda is considered a very merciful to the fallen souls. And when he goes out to do the best of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Krishna consciousness is fixed as the prime. It's held most high as his main priority. Now, when we are engaging in the communities around us and preaching to people, sometimes we seem to be expected to compromise so that people can have a friendly attitude towards the devotees rather than coming across as being too heavy. So how do you reconcile these two things?
Well, that is a first-class, top-of-the-line, loaded question. Oh, yes. If all we do is make friends, we're wasting our time. Our business is not, like Facebook Nirvana or something. The more friends you have, the better your life is. Our purpose is to deliver Krishna consciousness. So sometimes there may be some strategy or sometimes as a matter of to reach that end. We may sometimes make friends with people. It's not that someone says, "Hi, where are you from?" and say, "Well, listen, I'm from Vaikuntha, I don't shake hands." Naturally, one of the characteristics of a devotee is friendly. So we naturally have an interest in cultivating extending friendship to the whole world so that they'll come to Krishna consciousness. But if all we do is make them friendly and they don't become Krishna conscious, then what are we doing? We're not just another friendship association. It's not that. Otherwise, the tactic, it becomes all tactic and no victory. You played a great game of tactics and you lost the war. That's pointless. But we have to see how people are actually becoming Krishna conscious. If people genuinely become, if they buy our books, if they take to the chanting of Hare Krishna, if they adopt the pure devotional service, then whatever you did must have been good. And if, on the other hand, you get lots of nice publicity and people become friendly and they think that you're just like them and therefore you're a good guy and they don't take up anything beyond that, what was the use? So we have to see, in one measure, we have to see the result. How the Prabhupada was criticized. He came to America and bent so many rules and he did this and he did that. And he got criticized. But on the other hand, the result is that he's the one who spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. On the other hand, it's entirely possible to bend this way and bend that way and just get bent out of shape and not achieve anything. That's also possible. You know the story of the man who lost his caste? I probably told the story that there was a man who was a Brahmin. And he was traveling, and somehow he got stranded out of the desert somewhere or out of some forlorn place. And there was no food. The man was starving. And he was desperate. Now, my life. But then off in the distance, he saw a little dwelling. And he thought, thank God, I'll get some food. But as he approached that dwelling, he saw that it was the home of a Muslim. And in those days, in Brahminical society, if you were to accept food from a Muslim, because the Muslims were meat eaters and so on, if you were to accept food from the house of a Muslim, that's it. You would no longer be a Brahmin. You would lose your caste. But he was so hungry that he knocked on the door. So he knocked on the door, the Muslim gentleman answered the door. "Sir, I'm traveling, I'm so hungry." "No, come in, please, come in." So the Brahmin sat down and the Muslim brought a little food. And the Brahmin quickly devoured that food. And then he said, "This is just a little, do you have any more?" "No, I'm sorry, sir, I've given you everything we have." I've lost my caste, and still I'm hungry. So Prabhupada told that story to illustrate, you know, that you can compromise and lose everything. You don't gain anything. All you've gained is that you've compromised, that you haven't achieved your objective. So very often we see that people are very eager to compromise in the name of spreading Krishna consciousness, and all they spread is compromise. They don't actually achieve the goal. So we have to, and but then again, the experienced preachers sometimes do things in a different way, and they do it to achieve the goal. So we have to consider these things very carefully. Oh, that's a real loud voice, isn't it?
Please. What is the relationship between the other brother of Chaitanya?
Oh, that's Vishwaroop Prabhu is the older brother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's understood also to be the incarnation of Balaram. Yes. Sankarsana. But these things, Krishna appears in like the theater, you know, the actors appear in one role or two roles or three roles. Out of sight, we're taking these pastimes. But where the time of the pool becomes real.